Every few years, I try to rewatch the Ken Burns documentary, The Civil War. I've been doing that recently. I think it should be required watching for every American. And it begins with speaking of the causes of division in the country. And one of the great commentators throughout that documentary, the inimitable Shelby Foote, makes a very interesting observation about the Civil War. He says that grammatically, before the Civil War, they would speak of Americans are, or the United States are, in the plural. But after, it became an is. So he claimed the United States is. He says the Civil War made us an is, from an are to an is. It's an interesting observation that he makes, and I think that we might claim the same thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that transforms us from an are to an is. The Holy Spirit in the church makes us an is. We see this happening, I think, in both of our readings, so that we can say that the church is because God is a Trinity. We see here Paul encountering Apollos and those Christians who had apparently never heard of the Holy Spirit. And we might look at this little passage here from Acts in conjunction where Paul speaks about this community in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where he encounters Apollos and he delivers those very important lines that may there be no rivalry or competition between you, one saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos. And so we see the effects here of what happens when we have a faith devoid of the power of the Holy Spirit. We become divided. It makes us an are rather than an is. Someone has their church, another has their group of disciples. And Paul, here in claiming that we have the Holy Spirit, makes the church an is. No longer do we speak of a church of Paul, a church of Apollos. There's no confederacy in the church. The church is a union under God, united under God. And we see the same thing with Jesus when he speaks of his being with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He tells them that they believe now, but they do not yet know the Holy Spirit. And because of that, each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. The Holy Spirit means that God and you and I are ultimately not alone. We are and is. The church is because God is.